here they come. The boys in the bright white sports car, waving their arms in the air. And who do they think they are? And where did they get that car? There they go. The boys in the bright white sports car.
Almost Info. What the hell is Almost Info?
Little harder every time. time you see her, she'll get a little hotter. Every time you see her, she'll get a little hotter. Every time you see her, she'll get a little hotter.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Apex Twin from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleam from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Where void meets reality. Urban Terror.
Hey, what is up? It's Oswald live with you on Urban Radio here on the TSN, back in our regular time slot. Today we're going to have a very informal show, probably not as structured as you've seen it in the past few weeks. Unfortunately, there's very little news to actually report today, so it's predominantly going to be music and my bad singing. I'm sure some of you have heard many rumors circulating around the community as it relates to Beta 2.6. Such as a few bogus release dates. Hopefully we can try to resolve some of those rumors. We'll jump around the community quickly. Check out the action on the Urban Radio server. But first, a message from the happy fatty, Mungo Zen.
Hey all you kiddies out there. This is the Friday, July 26th edition of Oswald on Urban Radio. This is Mungo Zen bringing the music to the masses. This week we've got some requests, we've got some of my choices, and we got a little something that Thnom sent in to us. That's T-H-N-O-M, say it how you will. He sent us a track that he made up himself called Future on Generation. It's a cool little track, I kind of like it, and I encourage anybody out there that has any kind of music that they've made up for themselves to send it my way, and we'll see, maybe we can get it on the air for you. Anyway, you guys all enjoy, and I'll see you in the channel.
Pussy!
Hey, it's Oswald. Welcome to Urban Radio. I am your pimp in the box here. Before we begin, I do want to give a quick shout-out to Mungo Zen. You guys may know him as Kermit the Frog for providing all the music you do here on the show. As promised, we are slowly adding new testers to the to check out Beta 2.6 in order to get some more diverse feedback. Some gamers can test or complain or whine that the, quote, elite players are not getting to test the builds. Well, can't say I really agree with that. If all those elite players are going to do is just play the build and not really test it, then you know what? We don't need them. So far, we have not run into this issue. We have taken, I don't know, three, four, maybe five new gamers this past week to help us out. Right now, their names are not important. So far, their comments and responses have pretty much been positive in nature, which means we are on the right track. They have been finding some of the same bugs that we actually already knew about, which is kind of good. And remember, the best way to get chosen is not to ask anyone on the development team. We will make the decisions and determine those that we would like to assist us in the testing of 2.6. And we will be choosing some more before we release the actual 2.6 build to the public. Before I start giving out the Urban Radio server information, I do want to say thank you to those who make this show happen every week. First off, thanks to the TSN, Steam Sports Cast Network. They are the ones who provide the necessary bandwidth and opportunity to cast live on the air.
We're the gamers who sit on our asses and watch everybody else play. But most importantly, chicks dig us.
Oh, yeah.
The Steam Sports Cast Network. Start treating your mouse right with the Mouse Bungee Cord Controller. For super smooth handling, the Mouse Bungee incorporates a solid steel ballast, rubberized non-slip, non-scratch foot pads, and a cord clip. Mouse Bungee's specially designed springs provide subtle tension for dragless and snagless, virtually cordless control of any corded mouse. In just 60 seconds, you can wire up your Mouse Bungee and forever eliminate the hassle and interruptions caused by a dragging cord. Because it's made from sturdy materials, Mouse Bungee is designed for years and years of wear and tear. Stop by Everglide.com and get your very own Mouse Bungee today. Once again, that's www.everglide.com. Play and work with virtually cordless control. The Mouse Bungee.
Hey, and speaking of TSN, we did have a few meetings this past week to discuss our plans for the coverage that TSN will be providing at the largest Quake event in the world. That's QuakeCon 2002 in Mesquite, Texas, August 15th through 18th. We continue to pimp the event hard and heavy on every show that TSN shoutcasts, from clan matches to some of the weekly shows like the Pawn Biggie program or Mandatory Metal with Jeff T. If you are planning on attending QuakeCon 2002, look up the crew and set up at TSN. We will be in the Developers Hall, as I understand, over in the far corner. If you attended the past few years, it's where the Apple Computer Group had their setup. Our primary reason for attending the event is actually twofold, but many of you really only care about the actual coverage of Quake 3 and Return to Castle Wolfenstein matches we will be shoutcasting. We will be following the big names in Quake 3, which of course I don't know, as well as following the World War II action and the clan matches as the Allies try to contain the Nazi forces and return to Castle Wolfenstein. We do have some stellar shoutcasters who will bring you that information, such as Coldshot, Warwitch, and the aforementioned Jeff T. We will be shoutcasting 24 hours for the entire event. Time permitting, you will be able to catch some of the shows that are featured on TSN. I hear the morning show is going to be the bomb. Hopefully I can hook up with Blanks and you can hear my incredible singing voice live on the TSN. Probably not, but hey, we'll have to see what happens. Any information we present in our talk, as I told some of you, Urban Terror team will be discussing their mod, and I believe that TSN will be able to broadcast that live, as we do have the capabilities. Any of the information that we actually present in this talk will be made available on urbanterror.net, along with pictures and updates from QuakeCon. We'll talk about this more in the coming weeks, as we are inside 3 weeks. I believe it's 19 days until QuakeCon. So as I said, watch the website, watch the forums, and we'll give you some more information. I also want to say thanks to Acid Burn and Clan over at Forbidden Ninja for posting the show notes that I try not to read from each and every week. You can find them at fn.zdwebhosting.com. Just click on Urban Radio. Also, props to Zach over at ZD Web Hosting for providing the space in order to upload all the previous Urban Radio shows. You can find a link on urbanterror.net and over on the sixth floor. And finally, to Blade Killer for letting the community play on the HOH Urban Radio server each and every week. The server is located in Vancouver, Canada. And this week we are playing CTF, including a recently released level from Degron called UT City Gardens. So if you want to join in on the action, you can type !play in the pound Urban Terror channel, or you can connect to 64.180.91.204. And as I said, make sure you do have the map City Gardens, which was recently released. Going to have some more information when we turn after this break. I'm Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio on TSN.
And now, a fucking public service announcement from fucking TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by fuck, shit, pussy, bitch, whore, slut, ass, goddamn motherfucking stupid, fuck, whore, fucking bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
Bye.
Oswald hanging with you this Friday.
Cool. Yeah.
Now that was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
What the hell are you guys doing here?
99 ways to die.
Get off my radio station. Thank you. Hey, it's Oswald with you hanging out this Friday. That little Megadeth, 99 Ways to Die, off the Beavis and Butthead soundtrack. Oh, and there goes my right channel. Got to remember not to kick my server. This week, as I said, we are back to CTF. After playing some Team Survivor here a few weeks ago, we are playing on a level called UT Gardens. It's actually based on the Q3 CTF1 level by id Software. Dragon has done some texture changes to it, along with a bit of layout alterations. If you want to play now, connect at 64.180.91.204, or you can type exclamation mark play and pound Urban Terror. It'll give you all the server information this week. And as always, again, thanks to Blade Killer, who is not able to be with us today. She's at work. And there goes my headphones again. Frustrating. She's at work, and she's not going to be able to catch the show.
This summer, the Team Sportscast Network is streaming the hottest LAN event of the season directly into your room, all the way from Dallas, Texas. TSN as we bring you live 24-hour-a-day coverage from QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. Tune in for live tournament coverage, interviews, music, and more. When? Thursday, August 15th through Sunday, August 18th. Where? Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Only on the official QuakeCon station, TSN. Visit www.quakecon.org.
Yeah.
There we go. El Nino, what comes around? It's Oswald. We're back on Urban Radio. Having nothing but problems today and really not up to this, as you can tell. Oh, God. Listen to all these problems. Not to mention, I really don't have much content for you guys today, seeing as I said, it was a very slow week. So basically, I'm making a lot of the stuff up that we hope you like. I know some of you have been getting an error message when you go to the forums. Basilisk says about another 2 weeks, and we should have a new version of it out. That'll hopefully take care of that error once and for all, along with some other goodies that we will be featuring on the new version of the forums, such as the search button. If you would like to contribute to the show, you can email me prior to the show, hopefully before Friday, oswald@planetquake.com or oswald@urbanterror.net, and I will get your request in or on. Any musical requests, please send them mungosin@hotmail.com. If you have any shout-outs, anything you would like mentioned on the air, feel free to send me a private message, and I will try to make that happen.
TSN. We cover games.
With a whole lot of music in between.
The Team Sportscast Network.
Lose your skin, lose your skull. One by one, the stack is full.
Oswald, and we are back, having more problems, as usual. Dang, I can't wait to... Oh, there we go. Can't wait to get this new server built. Got the processors in the mail today. Two P3 1 GHz chips, just waiting for the motherboard to show up, and I should have a new rig by next Friday. No Leaf Clover would like to give a shout-out to Matrix and Straight Shot of Zero Hesitation for being undoubtedly the toughest competitors that Triad the Mercenaries have faced in the OGL 2v2 ladder. He says, you played with honor, 6-5, and No Leaf Clover holds you in high regard. No Leaf Clover would also like to thank Dragon for being not only a great clan leader, but a responsible and reliable backup player. Finally, No Leaf Clover would like to thank 6-5 for being the greatest 2v2 partner, and a brother-like entity. The song is for you, and that song was Iron Maiden and the Mercenary here on TSN. Dang. As I said in the outset, if you have any music requests, send them to mungozin@hotmail.com, and he will try to get your request on the air. We're also looking for some FTP sites who can help distribute the upcoming Beta 2.6 and Beta 3.0 releases. We're not talking about those FTPs that go up on a Thursday, come down on a Saturday. We're talking about those that have been established, been in and around the community for some time. So if you have one, feel free to email me, oswald@planetquake.com. If you've already sent me an email, I have not responded to any of the emails yet. Once we get closer, I will be sending out confirmation email as to those sites that will be hosting the beta. Got a few other shout-outs here. L.A. Magnus says that L.A. Magnus rules, and so does the rest of Lethal Alliance. Laos Rednecks says we do good work here on the air. Says they have a new site up and running where people can find almost all the maps. He would like it pimped. The URL is www.lausnet, that's LAUSNET.DK, so lausnet.DK. It's another new site here. If you would like to check out some of the new maps, some of the old maps, and get files. I'm going to it right now, and actually I've been there before, but they've done a good job. So check it out, and you can fill all your mapping desires right there as we're looking at all the maps. And cool. So you guys check that out. And it looks like Peacemaker, who used to be in Phoenix, is now in Clan Boss. Welcome. Ah, yes. More problems as I continue going in and out here. No, Ian, I am not drunk. I am pretty tired since I was up all night working. So, radio show's going to be short, to the point, and then I'm going to go out and probably see a movie or something. I'm not sure. But as I said, there's very little content on here. Some people have been continuing to say that 2.6 was supposed to be released this week and last week. That's actually not the case, as we've never posted it on UrbanTerror.net. Nor has anybody on the development team given any inkling as to a day that we will be releasing 2.6. So any rumors you hear about a release are not true. Sorry to break that to you, but we have not decided on a release date yet. When we do, we will post it on UrbanTerror.net, and that'll be the first and probably not the only place to get it, but that'll be the official release date.
Do you suffer from agonizing head trauma due to loud music and intense gaming action? Well, you will now. The T-Sportscast TSN.
Hi, this is Spellbinder from Spellbinder.com, and you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
As for the Beta 2.6 release, you could probably expect a 5 to 7, maybe a 10 megabyte pack file for the update from 2.5 to 2.6. That will include all the tweaks we've done, all the changes to the weapons, some updated levels. Can't give out all the levels yet because I'm not sure if we're going to include some of them, but we may have one or two new levels in there, along with a few updated levels, such as we've said, UT Docs by Battle Cow, which is still currently in testing, if I recall. I don't know how many on the QA team have played it, but he does have it done, and we are testing it, and it seems to play a little bit more fair. I think we may have to change the position of the red flag one more time, as it's possibly too close to Not too close. We'll see. But you can't see some of the other changes, such as the what was once called the Newbie Tower on the red side. Tower is rebuilt. I don't know why you'd really want to go up there. But you can check that out. And I'll try to get some more screenshots of that and compare it with the old version. Some people were worried that the fallen tower that's actually in the water would be removed. That's not the case. You can still exit the water by walking on the crumbled tower there on the that back side of the red spawn behind the bar. So you can check that out once we release it. We're also looking for some more people to shoutcast matches. If you are interested and think you have what it takes, including the voice, no singing required, then create a 2 to 3 minute demo, MP3, and email it to me at oswaldplanetquake.com, and hopefully we can get some new casters in place before the start of the new seasons. You will be asked to shoutcast OGL, STA, and Cal League action, time permitting and casters permitting. Hopefully we can have two in the box at least once or twice a week. Right now, I think the only one who is confirmed for next year is actually going to be Van Silly. As you know, he has been shoutcasting the Canada versus the U.S. matches. And he also did the male versus female scrimmage here last weekend. Sort of a moment's notice, so that was kind of cool. Appreciate that, as I had to back out. So we do want some more shoutcasters. It is a good time. If you don't know how to do it, well, all you have to do is follow the action. That's why I said hopefully we can get some more people to do it so we can do some dual casts, because usually goes a little bit smoother unless you're a stud like Warwitch or Jeff T and not only have the voice but have everything down, because Warwitch has got a pretty bad show. You got to listen to it sometime. He does a very good job with Return of Castle Wolfenstein. Gets that whole theme going into it, so props to him. So you may want to check him out sometime.
Has that tired old cloth-covered mouse pad of yours given you the slip one time too many?
God!
When Everglide supplies a variety of affordable mouse pads designed to satisfy your computing needs, whether you are a hardcore gamer or just someone that needs that extra bit of accuracy, Everglide's precision mousing services are just what the doctor ordered.
Nice!
Don't get snagged by ordinary run-of-the-mill cloth pads. Let your mouse glide easily over one of our ultra-smooth, optical-friendly pads. With Everglide, you'll have the kind of smoothness you need to keep on fragging. We also offer custom-printed mousing surfaces. If you've ever wanted your team's logo on a mouse pad, now's your chance to own one personally designed for you. Don't keep waiting. Just stop by www.everglide.com and order yours today. Everglide mousing service configurations are protected under national trademark laws. Blooming Tree Productions Incorporated is a wholly owned sub-S corporation. Visit everglide.com for details.
Yeah, I got to step away here for a few minutes. I'm going to play a few tunes that we had on last week, and I should be back in about, 5 or 7 minutes. This is Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio on the TSN.
We'll be right back. I see her eyes, look into my eyes, and I realize that she could see inside my head. So I close my eyes, thinking that I could hide, disassociate so I don't have to lose my head. This situation leads to agitation, and she cut me off, but it's been an amputation. Years. I have shed my tears, I have drank my beers and washed my fingers right away. And until this day, you still swing my way. But it's sad to say, sometimes she says she loves me not. But I hesitate, due to her I hate. This relationship I walked out to say this is over.
Oswald, and we are back, and as we can tell, my headset still doesn't want to work. God. Frustrating, let me tell you. So I see somebody's trying to spread around a petition, an online petition. Well, I'm going to keep all my comments to myself regarding that, but I do think a cycle has started where now that there is a hack out there, the hack will be released, as we saw a few weeks ago by somebody. And I'm sure mods will probably go about fixing it, and he'll go about finding a way around that fix, and there's your cycle. So I don't know what else to say. I'm actually not going to give you my opinion on it, but it's out there. It's unfortunate, and hopefully it doesn't ruin the Quake 3 mod community. That's all I'm going to say about that. I am back. I had to do a few things here. Sorry about that. Some of those songs were actually from the past few weeks. I'm sure you guys didn't mind hearing that as opposed to me. Remember, we will be broadcasting, shoutcasting live 24 hours from QuakeCon 2002 in Mesquite, Texas, August 15th through the 18th. For more information on the event, go to QuakeCon.org. For more information on TSN, you can check us out at TSNCentral.com. And I do expect to have a very good time this year at QuakeCon. Last 2 years have been pretty great. As I said, we do have 8 or 9 development team members going. I know a few others from the community are going to be there. I know Yidnar, who maintains Shader Lab, is going to be there. He also does the Q3 map updates over on his site for all you mappers out there. I also hear Invis and Nodeath are going to be there. So hopefully we can get some of these minds together and discuss mapping, as I do understand they will have a mapping roundtable there. If they can get one or two or somebody from id Software to host it. I know they did have that last year. And it was one of the more popular roundtables there. So, what do you want to talk about? Don't say 2.6, because I'm giving you the 2.6 update. There's nothing really we're going to say about it today, because there's really nothing new on it. Maybe later on this week we'll have more information on it, but right now, just don't have any more information. Everything we've given you is everything out there we've already given you, either on the forums or on IRC or on Urban Radio. Getting into some of the community news, as I said, it was pretty light. Stopped by Clan Triad Development. Check out what Dragone was working on. It's the third installment of the Drug Lord series. The level's pretty much in a very early stage. Many of the textures are just placeholders. Not really much to not much for the eye to look at. It's basically designed with layout in mind as opposed to textures for the moment. It's not really even a complete pack file. Layouts, in my opinion, it was somewhat mirrored. Did have a couple bursts of a dock, some warehouses, a few other buildings. As I said, really not much to look at, and probably even less to play on at this point. I believe there is a single screenshot on clantriad.net/dev team. So if you want to check that out, head over there. I got Dragone to comment on it. He says it's an import-export customs dock side with 2 ship berths. The layout will be kept simple with a focus on Team Survivor, even though it should support most game types pretty well. It's something a little different from me, as it has more urban aspect to it, and the layout itself will play much more simple with few, if any, doors and less interior play space. You can be sure I'll do my best to have the signature Dragone detail in there with lots of little detail on things you probably should realistically see in that sort of location. I'm not revealing the Drug Lord theme connection this early in development, so you'll just have to wait. He says that should do it. So there's your mapping update from Dragone. And no, I have not gone flying in about 3 weeks. I was hoping to get up today, but I'm just too tired. I'm going to spend probably, 4 or 5 hours up flying next week and the following week. Or excuse me, tomorrow and Sunday next week. What am I thinking? I don't even have next weekend off. I guess if you want to see the pictures, you can see them here. I do have them up. www.planetquake.com/6thfloor/flying.htm, I think. I think that's it. I don't know. Maybe those work. If not, add an L to the end of it. What do we want to move on to now? How about more music so I don't have to talk today? I'm just kidding. Also, as I reported on the 6th floor, and as you can see on S8S.info, that's Section 8 Studios, Invis has finally released his first vehicle pack file, complete with 15 vehicles. The pack file includes a 2000 Mustang GT, a couple Ferraris in an assorted colors, blue, yellow, green, a Range Rover, a Jeep Grand Cherokee, a Jeep Wrangler, a 67 Chevelle, a Porsche, a Subaru Forester, an Audi TT, as you have seen in UT Point Blank, an M113 armored personnel carrier, an M1 tank, and a Mercedes 500 SL. All those have been released in the pack file. You can find links and more information on s8s.info or on the6floor.com. Actually, Invis did create a small little map for that as well. It's a Team Survivor, Team Deathmatch type of level. And looking at some of these comments here in Bound Urban Dare. And it's actually a pretty cool map. A lot of prefabs that he says you can use. It's basically a gas station. And he's got many of the cars in there. And as I said, very good pack file. Hopefully we will see some of those cars in future maps. But as Basilisk said, hopefully the cars do not become the new crates. And I don't think they will, because I believe he said, I believe Envis said that there are approximately 800 polys, or 800 somethings in size. Tris? I don't know. They're pretty big for being models. Let's put it that way. And there goes, there we go. And it looks like Barbecue has put a reminder in there, STA season starting soon. Make sure you get your clan signed up ASAP, Q3UT.stronger.org. You can check that out. I'll be right back. I got some more music here, and see what else I can pass along to you. It's Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio. We'll be right back.
Directly into your room, all the way from Dallas, Texas.
Join TSN as we bring you live 24-hour-a-day coverage from QuakeCon 2002 in Dallas, Texas. Tune in for live tournament coverage, interviews, music, and more. Win Thursday, August 15th through Sunday, August 18th. Where? Mesquite Convention Center, Mesquite, Texas. Only on the official QuakeCon station, TSN. For more information, visit www.quakecon.org.
And now, a f***ing public service announcement from f***ing TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by f***ing s***, pussy, bitch, whore, s***, asshole, goddamn motherfucking stupid f***ing bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
That's the Foo Fighters here on Urban Radio. I am Oswald. Flaming hard today here on Urban Radio. It's been a while since I flamed hard on my radio show, huh? Don't have many. Actually, we have 11 players in the server now. If you want to connect, 64.180.91.204 or !play in pound Urban Tear. As I said, that was the Foo Fighters. A shout out here from Thom to everyone who plays at Local Quake. Says props to After the Nightmare, No Leaf Clover, Basilisk, and everyone else who's usually on that server. And Winterhawk from Lethal Alliance would like me to give a shout out to Clan Sex, saying great game in the scrimmage on Tuesday. Some other information here. KZ over at Face Rape sends us upcoming tournament information. Sends me, I can't even read right today. Sends information about an upcoming tournament called Fight Club, which will use boots only. Fight Club is based around a new type of fighting that has swept the Urban Terror community ever since those days in Team Survivor, where you could play docks, and you spawn on docks, and you kick the player ahead of you trying to get out of the spawn. There's been a huge emergence of this fighting style, so to speak. Face Rape brings you the first boot tournament for Urban Terror. For more details, go to #FaceRape and type in !info for all the details. The border war still continues. Canada versus the U.S. this past week. Yesterday's game were Team Survivor on Switch, which was won by Canada 13-3, followed by Team Deathmatch on UT Swim, which also went to Canada 239-235. On Tuesday, it was actually the U.S. who dominated, winning 9-4 in CTF on UT Abbey and 17-4 in Team Survivor on Ricochet. Overall, Canada leads the series 9-7 after last night's two victories. For more information on that, you can go to clanbase.com or visit U.S. versus CA and IRC. We'll be right back on Urban Radio.
Bring your mama back. I'm Ian Irwin, Camper Hunter, and you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio. Crikey!
Hey, that was a little piece there created by Tom and Pound Urban Tear. It was called Future on Generation. Not sure if it was loud enough for a lot of you. It's pretty low MP3, but not too bad. Thanks for that submission, Tom. Redux over at Boss would like me to give a shout-out to the new members they added to Clan Boss. Point Blank Stone and Peacemaker have joined the roster for this year's seasons. Coming up on a TSN tonight, you guys will have to put up with the Pond Biggie program. Anything Goes tonight with Blanks. It'll be the friendly version of Anything Goes. He'll be opening Pal Talk, and you can hook up with him there on Pal Talk if you feel like it. He usually has a pretty kick butt show. So I'll stay tuned for that here in, about 30 minutes, 20 minutes or so. Also, tonight we have the Nothing But Filler Show with your pimp, Icy, as he kicks off at 10 p.m. Eastern. And that will roll right into In the Mix with Juno at midnight. So stay tuned for a full evening of music, madness, and fun here on the TSN. I know I'll be listening to the Pond Biggie program after I'm off the air. And you should, too. This next piece, this is actually something I'm not sure how many of you have heard, but I'm sure it will quickly become a fan favorite here on Urban Radio. 27 started a thread in the general forums over on the Urban Terror forums, and it was called the Silly Urban Terror Song Contest. To date, I think we have about 10 or 11 submissions, actually, from gamers in the community who have actually submitted a... an Urban Terror song. Of course, there's no winners or prizes awarded, and the concept is very simple. You take your favorite song and rework the lyrics to a couple of verses to fit in with the Urban Terror, or fit in with Urban Terror or the community. For example, I was going to sing Green Day's Basket Case, at least the first verse here, and the words that 27 has, but I tried singing it before I got in the air, and I pretty much botched it up. It's kind of cool. Maybe I'll do it here in a little bit. But sort of on that same page, barbecue's been added again, creating more useful tunes. This one's called the Georgia Coin Bird. I'm sure some of you have already heard it, but this is based on a another song that some of you may have heard previously. This is the debut of Barbecue and the Georgia Coin Bird.
Georgia, he was looking for a coin to steal. He was in a bind because he's way behind. His anger for coins is real. When he came across some children inserting coins into a slot, Cornbread jumped up on the windowsill and said, "Boys, I'm going to tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a coin collector too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good slot machines, but give the Cornbread his due. I bet a coin of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Ronnie, and I ain't giving in. Yeah, I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best that's ever been." Ronnie polished up your coins and made that hand win. Cornbread's got a blue ink and a brown for paper tricks. And if you win, you get this shiny little coin of gold. But if you lose, eat your brain off cold. Clearly wasn't joking, and fire flew from his beak of steel as he fed the thing his token. And he pulled the arm of that slot machine and he made an evil hiss. Then some half-eaten children joined in and sounded something like this. Said, "I'm angry for coins as well." Then Cornbird bent all over and he said, "What the hell is that smell?" He knew that he had been beat, and he laid that golden coin down on the ground at Ronnie's feet. Ronnie said, "Cornbird, just come on back if you ever want to try again." Then Ronnie reached down to get the coin he was bit and killed on the brain.
From the demented mind of Mark Clem, better known as Barbecue, and based on "The Devil Went Down to Georgia," and this headphone's pissing me off here. Shoot. Oh well, I'm glad I'm almost done here. Just kick the server, right? That'll make it work. That was the Georgia Coin Bird, and I'm sure we will be hearing that again here on Urban Radio. It's kind of a pretty cool song. He did a good job on it, as usual. He also has another one out there based on Metallica's song Damage Incorporated. The lyrics are actually Llamas Incorporated, so that's another good one, but I think this one's actually a little bit better. So hopefully you enjoyed that. As I said, it was a pretty good song. And we will make that available somewhere. I'm not sure where. And out of California, there comes a bill that's aimed at those who download pirated music. I don't know when this madness will stop, but from the AP in Washington, a proposal by a U.S. congressman would give the entertainment industry broad new powers to try to stop people from downloading pirated music and movies off the internet. Some Democratic rep here in California formally proposed legislation that would give the industry unprecedented new authority to secretly hack into consumers' computers or knock them offline entirely if they are caught downloading copyrighted material. He says there's no excuse or justification for this piracy, says Berman. This is the guy's name. The leading recipient in the House of Campaign Contributions from the television, music, and movie industries. He says theft is theft, whether it's shoplifting a CD in a record store or illegally downloading a song. Well, he can basically go screw himself if that's the case, and I may as well burn all my CDs, make them MP3s, and make them available for everyone. And Iceblood, actually, it's not the headset that's bad. It's a connection between my sound card and the motherboard that's bad. That's why I'm getting a new server here this week, and hopefully these problems will go away. Somebody actually wants me to sing this, and I'm not sure why, because I know I'm going to mess it up here. But clear my voice here. This is actually the tune that 27 created here, and this is actually sung to Green Day's Basket Case. It's the first verse, and I will try to completely butcher it up, so here we go.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about everything in the next beat I want? For I am one of those melodramatic tools, annoying to the bone, no doubt about it. Most times I just give Sid the shits. Keep this up and they'll call it quits. It all keeps adding up. 27's cracking up. I heard a gun get cocked. I'm gonna get owned.
See, pretty bad singing, isn't it? But if you want to check that out, it is in the general forums, and I don't think I've done any worse than that right there. So, you know what? Don't try to sing and read at the same time, because it doesn't work, and I just proved that. I'll let the professionals sing. We'll be right back here on Urban Radio.
Take a minute to find out what's going on, what's going down. Take a minute to understand what's going on inside me. And I'll take a minute to break down and tell myself that it's all gone. When it's real, yeah, yeah, yeah. One step forward, two steps back, and I'm up on my feet.
Yeah, I like this sound. This means I don't have to butcher my show anymore. One last shout out over to Del Cyrus. I want to give him a welcome to the community, longtime Action Quake player. And he is done with Action Quake, going to try a little Urban Terror now. As I said, coming up on TSN this weekend, you will be able to listen to the Pond Biggie program, Anything Goes, the clean version, tonight. Followed by the Nothing But Filler show with Icy, which will roll into In the Mix with your host, Juno. Coming up next on TSN is going to be Cold Shot, the man, the myth, the legend. He will be taking you into the Pond Biggie program here. If you want to check out the upcoming action that will be shoutcasted on the TSN, type exclamation mark matches and pound Urban Terror and tune in. Check some of them out. As we know, you will be hearing more of that at QuakeCon 2002. As for next week, we will be returning same time, 1:15 p.m. start. That'll be August 2nd, 13 days away from QuakeCon. Woot! For Silicon Ice Development, I'm Oswald. Have a great Urban Terror weekend, and we will see you next week. Later.
It's over? Alright, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.